Hey, it's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In 2022, Wisconsin native Heather Kerrigan embarked on a 2,600-mile road trip through Wisconsin. Her mission? To taste test food and drink that our state has become famous for.
Over 4 weeks, Kerrigan stopped at hundreds of places to sample the best beer, brats, and cheese. I guess, Kate, somebody had to do this work. For some reason, they didn't call me.
Yeah, sorry about that, Rob. But the result is a roughly 200-page highlight reel featuring local breweries, restaurants, and cheese shops on and off the beaten path. The book is called Beer, Brats, and Cheese, A Wisconsin Road Trip, and Heather Kerrigan joins us now. Heather, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Take us back to the moment that you leave the driveway. What is going through your mind as you set out on this mission?
Excitement. I was super excited to see some of the parts of the state that I haven't really had too much of a chance to explore, but also a little bit nervous about what it was going to be like doing this. Just, we did it for 4 weeks straight. So that meant visiting just 8, sometimes 10 places a day, which is a lot. Just the knowledge that we were going to be leaving things on our plate, which is super un-Wisconsin and super un-Midwestern of me, and I don't love to do that. But yeah, finding a way to pace ourselves and having fun.
And you call this book a highlight reel. What can people expect in that format when they're paging through the book?
So I tried to make it, you can really follow the book from start to finish in one long road trip, or you can kind of piece in, part it together in kind of like 5 different regions of the state. So what I tried to do was start at point A and end all the way at point Z, if you will, in that region, so that folks could kind of follow it from one place to another. Obviously, there's no way I could have hit every restaurant, butcher shop, creamery, brewery in the state over 4 weeks. So I tried to just kind of pick and choose those that had some really fun local flavor or just a really great vibe or really interesting way that they were doing beer, brats, cheese, and kind of went from there.
Yeah, so readers can Kerrigan this if they want to and do the 2,600-mile loop.
If they want to, yes.
So you write, Wisconsin's first commercial brewery opens in 1835 near Mineral Point, and that Milwaukee became the state's brewing capital. Can you talk about what was happening that really sets Milwaukee apart from the rest of the state for brewing?
Sure. So right around the time that Wisconsin became a state, lager was becoming more popular among especially the German immigrants that were coming into the state. And to be able to brew lager as opposed to an ale, you need a really dark, cool space for aging it. And Milwaukee is really great for that because not only do you have the lake, but you also have the nearby smaller lakes, the ponds, things like that, where you can create caves that can draw on the water that keeps them cool, but also the ice that they create in the winter. So that area also gives brewers really good access to fresh water for beer making. And then they have the lake, so they have transport routes for moving their product and also bringing in equipment. And it's a really nice fertile area of the state as well. So tons of farms nearby where they could grow barley, they could grow hops, they could grow those other ingredients that are really critical for making beer.
So Milwaukee was this epicenter of brewing for decades, but it really seems Kenosha and Racine have really come into their own. Can you talk about that region and what you found?
Yeah, they really have. And there's so much happening on that scene right now, even in the past decade. One of the places, actually the place where I went to high school in Burlington, didn't have a brewery for 65 years until the Runaway set up shop. And that was followed by another brewery shortly thereafter. But now it's like, you know, they're really trying to make Burlington, put it on the map again for craft beer lovers. And the wonderful thing about it is for a place like the Runaway, they're not only drawing on local ingredients for their beers, but they're putting it on their menu as well. So it makes it a really nice place to go and try like a brat. They get theirs from East Troy's Hometown Sausage, or some local cheeses, things like that. But also nearby in East Troy, you have East Troy Brewery, and they're doing the kind of the same thing. So they're getting their cheese curds from Hill Valley. They're sourcing local ingredients on their menu, in their beers. And then kind of looking even further into southeastern Wisconsin, you have Highfield Farm Creamery, which is one of the state's smallest milking parlors. And they have this really amazing buttery yellow cheese because they let their cows pasture graze. And so their diet just creates this milk that when the cheese is produced, it has that really interesting color. What I always like to tell people to do is that they can go to Greengrocer in Williams Bay, which has a great selection of Highfield Farms cheese, but also a ton of other local Wisconsin food and drinks. And especially if it's the summer, it is such a great place to just grab some snacks and take them over the lake and just have yourself a little beach picnic.
I love it. When you walked into an establishment, did you reveal what you were doing, or were you kind of undercover about this?
I was completely undercover about it. I never told somebody that I was working on a book. It was really important to me that I got the experience that anybody else who's walking in the door would have. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to like give anything away to make somebody treat me any differently or serve me anything differently. And I think that that was probably the hardest part of the trip because, you know, everybody wants to make sure that the people who come into their establishments are having an amazing experience. And so when you sit down and you take, you know, one sip of a beer or you eat one cheese curd or take one bite of a brat, it immediately invites questions about why didn't you like it? Oh, can I get you something different? You know, what could we have done? And you have to explain, you know, oh, no. I have so many other places I want to check out today in this area. So I have to kind of pace myself.
Did you have a system for what to include and what to kind of leave behind for the book? You had to be pretty choosy.
I did. So especially when you're looking at beer, it can get very easy to just say, this place has ale, this place has lager, this place has stout, and over and over and over again. So I tried to really include those things that are a little bit more unique or places where they're really drawing on Wisconsin ingredients, especially. There's a lot of places that, for example, infuse their beer with, and their cheese too, for that matter, with cranberries. And so that was something that I really wanted to mention, or are using Door County cherries in something that they're making. So I tried to look for those places and then really highlight that so it didn't become kind of monotonous for a reader or even a traveler. You know, you don't want to necessarily do the same thing over and over and over again for days in a row.
We are talking with Wisconsin native Heather Kerrigan about her new book. It's called Beer, Brats, and Cheese, A Wisconsin Road Trip. Okay, so Heather, the history of brats runs deep in Wisconsin. Can you tell us about Ralph and Alice Stayer? These are the creators of the famous Johnsonville brats and the Sheboygan Brat Oath.
Sure, I would love to. So brats over time, especially in Wisconsin on farms, they were, you know, they're portable, they're cheap, and they're easy to eat while you're working. But they really kind of came into more of the mainstream of actually being produced at butcher shops when Ralph and Alice decided that they could make something that was relied on premium cuts of meat rather than kind of the cheaper leftover cuts that most brats tended to be made with back in the 1930s, 1940s, that time. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, obviously since then, Sheboygan's kind of exploded and become this brat capital of Wisconsin. And today you can, if you're visiting, I would definitely invite you to take the Brat Oath, which the Sheboygan tourism folks put out. And it just kind of, you know, tells you a little bit about how you should or shouldn't be making your brat, which folks of Sheboygan can tell you they have a very specific way to serve it.
We're going to move on to Brown County, which also has a rich brat beer and cheese history. What stands out to you in this part of the state?
Oh, gosh, there are so many amazing things in Brown County. I would say that, you know, it has such a rich history. You can, if you are visiting the area in the summer, Woodlawn Cemetery actually offers a beer baron walk that you can go on, where you can kind of get a little bit of flavor of the area's brewing history. And actually, as an added bonus for that one, you get a booklet with some BOGO beer coupons for a lot of the local places that are around Green Bay. And there's so many to choose from. Some of my favorite places to visit when we're in the area are, I love to go to Zambaldi because they're very family friendly. So they do like a lot of kid friendly events throughout the week. They have sometimes face painting, sometimes ice cream trucks, but they also have a spiced beer that they make with Door County cherries, which I just think is such a fantastic infusion. I think Copper State is a great place to stop, not just for their beer, but they also have a beer mac and cheese, which is, you know, a fun way to kind of combine the two. It's like just a little gooey heaven in a bowl sort of a thing. And obviously, if you're over by Lambeau Field, you can't go wrong with Kroll's West and getting a brat there, which personally, I think pairs well with the broccoli cheddar poppers, you know, another way to get your brat in with your cheese.
You mentioned cheese. That's where we're headed next. You call Greene County the state's cheesemaking hub. What did you find in this area?
So much cheese. This was a wonderful, wonderful part of the trip where it was just, you know, cheese for days and days. Just as you're kind of driving around Greene County, I mean, you have the chance to try cheese from so many award-winning cheesemakers and so many master cheesemakers. I mean, Monroe is kind of, you know, the place to be. If you want to have a little bit of cheese, you can, when you're driving in and out of it, I mean, you can grab a grilled cheese at Decatur Dairy. If you're brave, you can get some Limburger.
Holden
Alpendel. Exactly. Alpendel Cheese Store has this huge selection of cheese from around the state. And so many samples too. So it's a really good way to help you pick your favorite because, you know, you can kind of try a little bit of everything. but if you're in the area, it's one of the really fun things you can do in the summer is you can hit up the National Historic Cheesemaking Center. And it's just a wonderful place to learn about the history of cheese in Greene County. And they have some lovely guides that will take you through the process. But if you happen to be there at the right time of year, they have an annual demonstration where retired and master cheesemakers get together and they produce a giant wheel of Swiss over the span of just a few hours using the same methods that they were using back in the 1800s.
Wow.
And it's a really cool thing to experience.
I bet that is so neat. So beyond the cheese and the brats and the beers, every mile or few miles as you went, what will you hold with you about Wisconsin from this journey beyond the food?
The people. You know, I mean, I grew up in Wisconsin, so I already knew that the state is just full of wonderful, kind people. But it was just so exciting to see the passion that they have for their craft, whether it's beer, whether it's brats, whether it's cheese. They're just pouring so much effort and love into what they're doing. And it really comes through in their product. I mean, you can't find anything better than what you'll have at any of the places that you'll find across Wisconsin.
Heather, before I let you go, would you mind reading a bit from the Sheboygan Brat Oath for us?
I would be glad to. I, Heather, do solemnly swear before all brat certified sausage makers, bakers, and backyard chefs that I vow to respect the brat ritual with all its rights and privileges endowed upon its practice, and I will hold steadfast to its meaning and tradition. With resolution, I proclaim the promise to always fry brats, to always serve them on a hard roll, and to always protect them from non-sanctioned preparation techniques. I hereby swear that I denounce pre-boiling, I denounce overdressing with pickled cabbage and other offensive forms of condimentation, I denounce the oblong bun, and I will deny all temptation to engage in interrelations between brat and cheese rituals. It is my duty and intent to become now and forever a pillar of strength in the foundation of the brat capital of the world. And with that duty and intent, I shall never, even in the shadow of the face of death, deny a brat eater a beer.
Oh my goodness. Do I say amen or so help me God? I don't know. That was amazing.
I think you probably should, especially if you're biting into a brat.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us and all the best to you.
Thank you so much.
That is Wisconsin author Heather Kerrigan. Her book is called Beer, Brats, and Cheese, A Wisconsin Road Trip. Have you ever completed a road trip where you sampled a particular food or drink, or maybe you had a mission to do something with a different theme? Tell us about what you tasted or saw, what you learned from this curated journey. Maybe you're planning a road trip right now. Tell us about what you have in the works. Email us at wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.